So this is our 32nd annual release of the Trouble in Toyland Toy Safety Report. It's important to do this because we're entering the holiday season where more people will be shopping for toys, and it's important for parents and caregivers to be looking out for common hazards in toys that are still on shelves. Obviously, in the past 30 years, a lot of hazards have been taken off of the shelves, but there are still some common things to look out for. So we have six common things that parents and consumers should look out for this holiday season. The first is choking hazards and mislabeled toys with choking hazards. The second is data and privacy collection concerns. We also have concerns around overheating batteries and toys, magnets, and noisy toys as well. And these are examples of some of the hazards that parents should look out for, in addition to toxins and toys this year.
So let's go with probably the most prominent one here on the table. I see a doll labeled My Friend Kayla. It's amazing what she knows, it says in the bottom of the package. And, well, what do you know about Kayla?
Yeah, so Kayla, my friend Kayla, is an example of a doll that poses a data collecting and privacy concern for children. There is a national law, the Children's Online Protection Privacy Act, which protects children under the age of 13. And the problem with this doll is that it is a Bluetooth-enabled doll that can collect information about your child through the questions that it asks, like your child's name and school, likes and dislikes. And that connection is insecure, so somebody with a Bluetooth-enabled device can use the doll like a speaker or a microphone. And then the other concern is that when the device is connected to your phone, it uploads that information and those audio files to an online website, which can be used for any number of purposes. So it poses some privacy concerns for children.
What can people do if they find themselves with My Friend Kayla?
Yeah, I think the thing here to remember is that the FBI has warned that with any internet-connected device or, you know, Internet of Things device, that parents and consumers in general should just look out for privacy concerns. With this particular doll, it's marketed for children ages 4 and older, and so the concern is that if your child is under the age of 13, it could be violating COPPA. This doll has been banned in Germany and is the subject of a complaint here in the U.S. with the Federal Trade Commission. So it's just one example of dolls and other toys that are able to connect to the internet that parents should be cautious of and think about before buying.
Has there been any response from the manufacturer? I assume Party Time. Have they, to your knowledge, responded to this complaint?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, let's move on. What else do we have here that parents should be wary of?
Yeah. So one of the things that we do each year when we release this report is go to different box stores and chain stores to search and make sure that toys are following toxic regulations that the Consumer Product Safety Commission has laid out for toys. This fidget spinner here, which we found at Target, the Fidget Wild Premium Spinner Brass, actually is over the allowed limit of lead for children's toys and children's products, which is 100 parts per million. We sent this fidget spinner to a CPSC-accredited lab and found that it has over 33,000 parts per million, which is 300 times the allowed limit of lead in a child's product. Additionally, the Fidget Wild Premium Spinner Metal, another toy found at Target, has 1,300 parts per million of lead in their toy as well, which again is over that limit. So on November 10th, Target actually removed these fidget spinners from their store shelves, but originally had balked at doing so, although we had requested it, saying that these fidget spinners are targeted towards adults ages 14 and older and therefore don't need to follow the 100 parts per million regulation. However, on their website, it's marketed for children 6 and older, and in store shelves, 4 different Target stores, it was actually in the toy aisle. And so we are pushing for Target and their distributor Bullseye Toys to recall the fidget spinner. It's a good first step that they've taken it off of store shelves, but we now want to make sure that people that have already bought it know to return it. And then also want to encourage parents to just be careful about labels on toys as well.
It's interesting that these toys even get as far as they do when they violate standards such as that. I mean, children are apt to have that lead possibly leach into their mouths if they play with their mouths, younger children, or I suppose even a risk of just holding it itself can introduce some hazards.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think what Target was saying was that this fidget spinner is labeled for ages 14 and older, and so doesn't need to follow that lead rule. But as any parent or teacher or caregiver can tell you, fidget spinners have play value, and children are definitely going to be playing with them, even if they're marketed for ages 14 and older.
So the toy, the fidget spinner itself, is safe as long as you don't play with it.
Yeah, as long as you're not touching it or putting it in your mouth or holding it, should be fine.
All right, put it on the wall.
Yeah.
All right, and Hannah, what else do you have here, please?
Yeah, so here we have some examples of choking hazards. Choking hazards require specific warning labels for children under 3 and between the ages of 3 and 8. So this here is a choking tube that we use to demonstrate which small parts and games are safe for children and which ones pose choking hazards. We went out to different box stores and found several examples of choking hazards at Dollar City Plus, Dollar Store. These particular peg games pose a choking hazard and don't have the proper warning label on them as a choking hazard. As you can see, the pieces of the game do fit inside of the choking tube and require labels demonstrating that they're a choking hazard for children.
It's about the width of a toilet paper core, I say so.
Yeah.
If you don't have one of these at home, I presume a parent, you almost always have those lying around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a choke tube is actually a little bit smaller. We recommend to parents, if they're worried about choking hazards, to use a common household item, which is a toilet paper tube or a paper towel tube. And if any part of the toy could fit inside of that tube, it can pose a choking hazard for children under the ages of 8.
I imagine too that even if they're not choking on it, having those pegs or dice in their stomach isn't a good thing either.
Yes, that's true. That's another one of our concerns is magnets, and something that parents should look out for when they're shopping for toys. Any child that ingests a magnet or two or more magnets has an increased risk of needing medical intervention for ingesting foreign objects, since the magnets can become attracted to each other. About 80% of magnet ingestions actually require medical intervention, as opposed to 10 to 20% of regular foreign object ingestions from children. So we also caution parents to look out for magnets and toys.
And finally, though correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like you have what looks like a Little Mermaid balloon or punch ball. Can you explain what that is, please?
Yeah, so this is a balloon that we found at Dollar Tree here in Eugene, and is one example of misleading labels. Balloons themselves pose an increased choking hazard. Children, you know, inhale the balloon, or when they're blowing it up, can inhale the balloon and choke or asphyxiate on it. This particular balloon has the required 8 and under choking hazard warning, but it also has a label here saying that it's appropriate for children ages 3 and older, and has misleading labels. So we want to caution parents and people buying toys to read the labels carefully and make sure that it won't pose a choking hazard for their children.
So Hannah, that looks like that is the roundup of this year's Toys to be wary of here, the Trouble in Toyland series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the list of examples that we have. We do also want to caution parents to look out for toys that have batteries that can overheat. A good example of that is hoverboards, a few of which have been recalled this year. But we caution parents to look out for hoverboards and make sure that they have the appropriate UL2272 certification on it. And the CPSC warns that even with that certification, a hoverboard can overheat or catch fire. Additionally, parents should look out for noisy toys. Since children are vulnerable for hearing loss, and hearing loss at early ages can lead to problems learning vocabulary, grammar, and other verbal expressions. So if you think a toy might be too loud, you should place tape over the speaker or remove the batteries as well.
What can a parent do if they feel that they're dealing with a toy that may pose a hazard or risk to their children?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so parents or anybody buying toys should, of course, inspect the object and use their common sense and judgment when buying it. But there are some tools online. We have a website, safetyproducts.gov or .org, and then there are websites on the CPSC, which has recalled items and tips for buying toys as well. So parents can look online or look at Osberg Foundation's Facebook page for further tips and information on toy hazards and how to buy safe toys.